producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The show is on. Here we are to perform for you.
Hooray.
Hooray. Jen's performing. She has a special act in, where is she, Czechoslovakia today. May not tune into this. In Czechoslovakia, they're not talking about Wisconsin Representative Paul Ryan, but in this country, a lot of people are, and it seems that Mr. Ryan has inched closer to running for Speaker of the House. Foregone conclusion, if he runs, he'll win. But there's a hook. There's a catch. And here he is, in his own words, explaining what that catch is.
I cannot and I will not give up my family time. I may not be on the road as often as previous speakers, but I pledge to try and make up for it with more time communicating our vision, our message. What I told members is, if you can agree to these requests, and if I can truly be a unifying figure, then I will gladly serve.
So he doesn't just want the 218 votes he needs to become the speaker. He wants a firm endorsement from the three various groups that are inside the Republican conference. The moderate group, the Tuesday group, the Republican Study Committee, they like him, and the House Freedom Caucus. Those are the really right of center groups, some of the old Tea Party people. So if everybody says yes to him, then he's in. He's smart. Why get into a hornet's nest? Especially if you don't really want the job, but he wants it with conditions, endorsements from the hardliners. So they're the ones that pushed out Boehner. They're the ones that started the rumor about McCarthy. So do they step up to the plate? Is this a dire moment for the Republicans or a good moment for the Republicans? I like Ryan for the most part, although I'm not happy that he's supporting the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because that's hacksterism at its finest. I'm not sure. Well, he's from Wisconsin. I don't think the farmers there would be all over him, frankly. Kenny, what do we have for comments? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, about Mr. Ryan.
Butch says, that job is like being the traffic cop at a demolition derby. Good luck with that.
What a great way of putting it. A traffic cop at a demolition derby. How many of you have been to a demolition derby? Used to go to them as a kid. Cars, trucks, buses. Why is it that we respond to that and think it's so much fun? And that's why people say the NASCAR circuit is as popular as it is, because everybody wants to see a crash. What is there about the human condition that likes that? And you can say, well, Doug, you went to demolition derbies when you were a kid. You used to think they were fun. Well, I did. I don't know that. I might even think they're fun today if I were to go. However, I'm not going, so let's see what's next, Kenny. What else you got?
Mary says, Ryan says he won't sacrifice time away from his family, but being away from his family when he ran as vice president didn't seem to bother him.
Well, he had his family with him a lot of the time, from what I remember, didn't he?
I don't remember. Mm. Probably.
Yeah, I think he wants to be president, and let's see how he does as 45, a good age to be doing this. Yeah, and he's done a good job with the fiscal. I would think, frankly, that the Freedom Caucus would like him more than anything else. Because remember, the origins of the Freedom Caucus, the Tea Party bunch, before they got whacked out on their social concerns, were basically focused on financial security or financial well-being or fiscal responsibility, however you want to put it, making sure we spend the money that is collected wisely. And Ryan is their man. Remember during the discussions when he was running 4 years ago or 3 years ago with Romney, the whole business about what to do with our budget, he was there with a plan. And most people like me who want to see the government stay within its means and get the heck out of a lot of things that it's in. I'm a member of the Framingham Town Meeting. We had our fall first session of three or four fall town meeting last night. And we were amazed at four or five of the articles that we have to deal with that all are a result of federal intervention, rules, regulations, preposterous requirements for things in buildings. And it's just, it's crazy. What the hell have we let ourselves into? And it just keeps growing every day. It's like worse than a weed that's out of control. Worse. So Ryan seems to be able to articulate a way to get away from all of that. And I would think that these people in the Freedom Caucus would like that. Wouldn't you?
You would think.
Yeah. All right. What's the next comment?
Mark the Marine says...
Mark the Marine. Good for him.
Ryan is a rhino. His budget proposals include cuts to military pay, benefits, and retirement, as well as cuts to funding for veteran programs. He's just a younger version of John Boehner.
I don't believe that's true. I think that's misinformation. I think he's very, very, as far as the veterans are concerned, very supportive of what... they need and what he wants. You see, here's where you get into this rub of spending more money on stuff. Why would you spend more money, throw more money at something that doesn't work? What Ryan says is make the VA, for example, work. Management. The money that's wasted there. And by the way, we have a story trending at DougStephan.com today that suggests, well, actually proves that veterans are still, after all this attention, facing major medical delays at VA hospitals all around the country. What a disgrace. What Ryan says is clean up your act. Then we can cut the budget, or cut the budget and you guys figure out with some management expertise. Why don't we hire some of these people that run hospitals around the country? We got every other crony bunch in all the rest of the government agencies. Why don't we get some management people in all of these agencies that know how to run things? Duh. Am I off base, Kenny?
No, not at all.
No. All right, what else?
Glenn says, Ryan is one of the few who would restore the power of the purse to the House.
Yep, and that's what they need. They need to control spending. Control spending. Stop. Cut these programs out. They're like snakes. You know the story of Medusa? The lady who had snakes for hair, cut off one of them and another one grow in. That's what this is. The federal government is like Medusa. There's snakes everywhere. And they're happy to take your money and use it. Let's use it, abuse it, however. And I think Ryan is a major wrinkle in that scheme. So, do you have one more, Kenny, or you had...
One more. Cindy says, the fact that John Boehner and Harry Reid both endorse Paul Ryan makes me think we need someone else.
Really? Well, what, you need to fight all the time? Is that it? Are you one of those people that just wants to fight? We're going to stand up for our principles and fight. No compromise. Good. What's that done? How's that working for you these days, folks? Especially when it comes to the social things that are none of anybody's business. Get out of the way with that. But when it comes to, maybe we, and I see Ryan as being pretty fierce when it comes to fiscal stuff. So I'm forgiving you. Who else you want to put in that job, by the way? Any of these notes that you've got from Facebook suggest somebody else that's better?
There was one I didn't copy down because I was pretty sure you weren't going to like it. They said Neil Bortz or Mark Levin.
Neil Bortz would be all right. Mark Levin is not my favorite. I like him as a person. I just think what he does on the radio is obnoxious. But I like him.
Very divisive.
Bortz would be pretty divisive. Yeah, that's probably true. However, they're very interesting character. I think Bortz is I miss him on the radio. Very interesting character. And as a human being, a very interesting character. Levin, as I say, very, very, very pleasant, very nice man. but on the radio, it's a horror show. That's just my read on it. Everybody's got a different read on it. I tell you how I think about some of the people that are on the air now are really, we have some really good people doing radio, whether they're local hosts or national hosts. I think that the way that I go about doing this is trying to find things. I don't do what the rest of them do because I don't really want to do politics. Look, we spent the last, 10 minutes talking about Paul Ryan and politics and stuff. And people will be mad at me because of some of the things that I've said. And I'm not here for you to get mad at me. I'm not here to be mad at anybody, to be angry, if you will, not mad. I don't like that in my life. I don't like it on the radio. Every once in a while, it becomes that because the energy around a lot of this stuff is so divisive, so negative, and it pulls us all down. It really does. So I would rather see someone that could help the outcomes to be more positive. And my heart and soul sort of tells me that Ryan is one of those people. I don't know everybody who's in the House. I know there's some good people that are there, and there's some bad people that are there, some effective people and ineffective people, some people that are honorable and some people that are dishonorable. I think that Ryan comes down more on the positive in most circumstances than do most of the others that could actually handle and wrangle through these crowds. 18 past on Good Day.
Musicians, it's back. Guitar Center's massive, price-slashing, once-a-year blowout event, Rocktober. Don't miss the monstrous savings on guitars, drums, keys, DJ, pro audio, and more. Get a Mitchell acoustic guitar for just $99 or an Ibanez electric guitar for $129. Skip the party store and get everything you need to amp up your Halloween at Guitar Center with DJ-quality black lights and laser effects or a 400-watt fog machine just $29 each. Thursday through Sunday only at Guitar Center. Boo!
This is Jane Applegate with a staple small business tip. Small business owners may have flexible hours, but we work long hours. Maximize your time and order office supplies online and pack and ship from a store that stays open late. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Basic cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same. Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
I remember it like it was yesterday. As I downloaded the Geico app, a bluebird landed on my finger. I said, "Hey, Mr. Bluebird, did you know you can add a car to your Geico policy with just a tap of your finger? Just scan the VIN number. It's so easy." After that, we watched the sunset together and ate birdseed. The birdseed tasted super weird, but the sunset was nice.
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
The smarter way to manage business expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel, and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur, and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch. Another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves. Just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing in...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Okay, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. What would you like to get out of today? What's the one thing you may jot it down? Maybe that's a good way of doing it. That you want. What's the one thing you want to get out of today? Maybe the one thing you want to get out of listening to this program. You want to have a little fun. You want to be aware of what's going on in the world. All right, so let me steer you in a couple of different directions. This is the moment in the program in this hour when we go back to the late night monologues and also cover some of the TV shows that people are interested in, some of the chat shows that are on around the country. We'll start with Conan O'Brien joking about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump now trying to appeal to Southerners. He's touring around the South trying to appeal to Southerners. Yeah, that's right. He's been touring the South, pointing to his hair and saying, "How y'all like my critter?"
The jokes of the air. By the way, he was supposed to be on with Jimmy Kimmel last night, Kenny, and abruptly canceled because apparently he felt it was more important to keep touring the South than to run to New York and be on with Kimmel. And
he was on with Sean Hannity instead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that. I thought he was down South someplace. Wow, what a slap in the face being on with Sean Hannity that has probably one-fourth the number of viewers that Jimmy Kimmel does.
And being on with Kimmel would give him the chance to reach an audience that he probably has not been reaching.
Right. He's going to reach no new people by going on with Hannity. Not going to convince any newbies there. Huh. That's pretty surprising. Thank you for that information. Ellen DeGeneres now joking about a new study that says, at what age group are you the happiest?
Today, I want to talk about happiness because a new study came out that tracked people's happiness levels. They discovered that people are happiest in their 20s, and then the happiness dips down until you're 80. But it makes sense that they say you're happiest in your 20s because you're fresh out of college. You can read things from far away and close up, and you can hear things in loud restaurants. You're like, what? I can't. This is so noisy in here. No one says that in their 20s. Your back doesn't hurt. Your best friend's a beer funnel, you know. No, I miss the 20s. And then happiness dips down in your 30s because you're paying for everything you did in your 20s. And then you start heading shooting back up in your 60s, like 65, your happiness starts to rise. And then, because you know why? Your kids are out of the house. And you stop caring about what people think, and movies are half price, and the tramp stamp is now a beautiful looking bruise that's just faded.
Ellen DeGeneres. Also on the roster, Wendy Williams, who, by the way, has lost 50 pounds. I was looking at a picture of her slimmed down frame. She has lost this weight. As she told her fans, she stopped eating meat and started doing cardio and Pilates. She also just stopped eating as much as she had. She said, I have loved eating all the crazy diets. I've been not interested in any one of them. But I've been saying to myself lately, since the beginning of the year, just push back, fatso. Stop eating so much. So, apparently that's what she did. Here she answers an audience member's question about dating people that she works with.
Well, I was recently dating someone at work, and we didn't have much chemistry, so we cut it off. Now, I'm interested in someone else, another guy. We work in different departments.
At work, okay.
Yes, at work.
Okay.
We work in different departments, and there's a lot of people at work. Should I pursue this guy, or how will it look if I date another guy at work?
About how many people work at the company?
11,000.
Go ahead and have fun.
11,000. All right, here's a quickie from Steve Harvey joking about reacting to seeing a sibling naked.
Yeah, you're pretty much scarred for life. Yeah. I don't care if he's going to become a priest. You ain't going to be able to look at him. You'll see right through that robe. You'll see him. Like, my oldest sister is like 78 now. If I saw my oldest sister, Nick, I'd have to go to the hospital. Not therapy. I'd have to go to the hospital to put some IVs in me and start feeding me, because I ain't gonna make it. If I see my sister next, she's 78, I'm gonna just lay there.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. January is often when we set resolutions to lose weight. Is that the best idea? A new campaign, Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, launched to inspire obese or overweight people to take action now, to talk with a doctor about a weight loss plan, including diet, exercise, and other options. Television actress and campaign partner Sarah Rue comments,
a few years ago, I saw a gap between how I envisioned myself in the future and my reality. I knew I had to make a change. I joined this campaign to encourage people struggling with their weight to talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. It's one of the most important conversations you can have.
Visit iResolveNow.com to read Sarah's story, what activities worked for her, and share your personal story for a chance to win prizes to help you work toward reaching your weight loss goals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. this will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDownfall.com. Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Yes, I did say Jennifer, who was not here in the last half hour, but through the magic of whatever kind of tin can and wires she's gotten together there, you're in front of a restaurant in what city?
It's called the cell phone, Dougie. It's called the cell phone.
That's the name of the restaurant?
Technology. No, I actually don't know the name of the restaurant. Let me walk around here. Oh, I think I can tell you. It's called Zaharandi Restaurant.
The Harandi restaurant. There you go.
We're
sorry. Your call cannot be
Hey, there you go. And it's not even Verizon. Boom. All right. So Jennifer is in Czechoslovakia. Now they now call it. She keeps reminding me of the Czech Republic. She was in Prague yesterday. I'm not sure they're still there today. They've been there for a week or 10 days, coming back I think this weekend. But anyway, because she's so popular and so much a part of this program, I thought we'd connect with her a little bit, and I didn't realize it was going to be that little.
Yes.
So anyway, good luck. Have a wonderful lunch and a wonderful time. She sounds like she's very happy and enjoying not only her father's company, but all the people that they have met and worked with over there. I'm told it's a beautiful country. I'd like to take my better half and go over there sometime, maybe in the spring. Be a nice trip. Meanwhile, back here in the States, new guidelines from the American Cancer Society on breast cancer screenings seem to be an about-face. This becomes confusing, annoying, maybe irritating and annoying are the same thing, because there's so much contradiction. This time, the Cancer Society said women ought to start getting mammograms at the age of 45 instead of the age of 40, and that you can skip the routine manual breast checks that are done by doctors. They say an exhaustive, exhaustive review, looking at the report of the medical literature, shows the measures are not very effective. Really? I don't think, from what I know, my former wife died because she had breast cancer. She had had a mammogram, and it was clear. About 3 or 4 months after she had the mammogram, she started getting a pain in her back. Had it examined, and it took them 4 months to come back around to the front and find that she had lumps in her breasts that were causing the pain in her back. So the mammograms were useless then, and I think a lot of people have thought that they were useless now. It just is one of these things. The American Cancer Society, in my estimation, is a lot like some of these other, like the Red Cross, in a manner of speaking. They're there to justify their own existence. They're big 501c3, and they do all of this money raising, jobs for lots of people. Okay, that's swell. Do we need an American Cancer Society? Well, we probably need a group to watch what's going on, but this seems, I'm not a doctor, and people can say, "Ah, you're always so smart, you're always criticizing." I'm not criticizing, I'm just telling you that I think the reality here is confusing because they keep changing what their recommendations are. Most people that I've talked to who are obstetricians or gynecologists say that the mammograms are pretty much a waste of time because they don't catch things soon enough, and that MRIs are the solution. And I also know the mammograms are painful. I think that's what I've been told. I never had one, but I've been told that they are painful. So you've got these people, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force group, recommending different ages for starting regular mammograms. So there's five groups, and they recommend three different ages. Start your mammograms at 40, start them at 45, or start them at 50. So what do you know? Trust your gut, trust your instinct. If you got decent insurance, and this is the other thing that's so sexist, most of these doctors are men. Most of them, maybe they had their wives tell them about what the story was, or girlfriends or sisters or whomever, how painful and annoying the mammograms are or can be. And then maybe they've had somebody tell them, why don't we get MRIs for everybody? But because men control much of this, and because men control much of the business that is the MRI world, they don't want to, and the insurance companies, they don't want to pay for MRIs because they're more expensive. So you become a statistic. It's a crapshoot. If you can pay for your own MRI, yeah, this is what is so frustrating, Kenny, about the situation that exists with the healthcare, you know, the Affordable Health Care Act and all that other stuff. It doesn't address things that are practical and necessary. If I were, and I'm not even going to say if I were a woman, but as a man, I will be happy to relay my outrage here because I think it's patently ridiculous to keep doing something that most people say doesn't work, especially if they can't even agree on when you're supposed to have the mammograms to begin with. So what does that tell you? If I were in the position, and actually, I've never really talked about this much with the lady who's important to me. I don't know why we haven't, but we haven't. So the point here being, she's very modest anyway, but I mean, there's stuff to learn and find out and support. I would think, though, that if you can afford it, which is a problem, that you'd have an MRI. And if we had a proper insurance service in this country and women were being treated equally as men, then they ought to have MRIs. That's from my perch. Comments 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. The men talking about this, where are the women on all this? Who's had a mammogram? Who's had an MRI? And how do they compare in terms of what the information is that comes out of the study? That's, I think, an important aspect of the conversation here. So I've given you my point of view. Kenny, your wife had a mammogram or an MRI?
She has, and her opinion on it is that if mammogram.
Yeah.
If men had to go through this, she says there would be a painless mammogram, painless MRI.
Yeah. That's what I just said. Everybody I've ever talked to said it's very painful. My sisters, my daughter told me that it was painful. Other people that I've known have told me that it was painful. So why is that? Why can't we develop? Because, as Lisa is suggesting, Kenny's wife, it doesn't make any difference because men are the ones running all of this stuff. So what is the outcome? Has she been clean in all of the tests anyway?
Yeah, there was one there was a shadow or something.
Yeah.
So she had to go back, and there was, you know, a week of not knowing, and then there was more tests, and it was nothing.
Yeah, but that week can be pretty miserable.
Yeah, it was.
That's also part of we're a progressive country. People say, well, we're lucky because it's better here than it is everywhere else in the world. But we have the technology to make it even better than it is. So why wouldn't we want to do that? People, it's too expensive. What's more important, your life or a couple of bucks? That would be the question that ought to rattle around in our brains, it would seem. All right, so there's a lot of discussion today. You'll have a lot of conversation here and there as the American Cancer Society revises its breast exam guidance. What say you if you are a woman? It's 43 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Provia is for women and for men. Provia is a serum with extracts that work against the three main causes of your losing your hair. So men and women, women and men all around the country are using this product. If your hair is getting thin, some people focus on their part line, some the crown on the back of your head. Those are the two, and your receding hairline on your forehead. Those are the three areas that people pay attention to when they're trying to get their hair back again. And so if you'd like to say goodbye to the hair that blows in the wind and doesn't come back again, you want to say hello to Provia, which you can get by calling the company directly at 800-525-8319. Provia will work to cleanse your scalp, cleanse the pores, get the stuff that's in there from the cheap shampoos and the creams or whatever it is that you've been gels on your hair. All that stuff serves to plug up your pores so the follicles of hair under your scalp can't get through. So cleanse the pores so the hair can get through and replace the hair that comes out. It has a volumizer in it as well, so you have a fuller, healthier head of hair before you know it. Provia will work for you, or you get your money back. Get your hair back or your money back. Call 800-525-8319. That's the message. Order it now. Mention Doug Steffens. You get two for the price of one, the regular and the concentrated. Use them both and find that new growth of hair. You'll be very satisfied. I know you will, because they couldn't stay in business if the stuff didn't work, right? Because, again, the guarantee, get your money back or your hair back. I prefer my hair, thanks. 800-525-8319 for Provia. 800-525-8319.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The hunt for El Chapo is on. I like the drama, Kenny. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Mexico, it seems, was pretty close to capturing the cartel kingman known as El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman. Earlier this month, he got away, fell off of a cliff, he broke his leg, injured his face. Have you seen pictures of this guy? He needs to have all the face work he can get. He got a lot of money. I'm surprised he doesn't fix his face. Anyway, so they're still looking for him. His bodyguards grabbed him at the bottom of the cliff and whisked him away into the dense forest because generales or the federales or whoever, all of the alleys.
Exactly.
They were after him. After him. The hunt continues for El Chapo. Okay, let's see what we have. Speaking of El Chapo and being a prisoner, a group of 130 U.S. police chiefs and sheriffs and prosecutors that will go to Washington today to join the movement to reduce the nation's incarceration rate. They say collectively, remember, 130 different people, police chiefs, sheriffs, prosecutors, too many people are behind bars in our country that do not belong there. These are police chiefs, sheriffs, and prosecutors. Too many people in jail don't belong there. They're meeting with the president tomorrow, but they're having their organizational meeting today because they're serious about this. And I believe that there is something to this as well. Way too many people. The jail systems are overcrowded with people who have used drugs, didn't hurt anybody, shouldn't be in jail in the first place. I know somebody in my own circle of friends who was addicted to painkillers, and unfortunately he wrote a prescription for himself, got caught doing it. His doctors didn't pay attention to his pain, he got addicted to it, and he was arrested and tried and sent to jail for 6 months. He was no danger to anybody but himself. But because he'd been a police officer, they wanted to make a case out of it and him. He admits to being wrong, but under the circumstances, what's the guy doing in jail? And he told me the story of some of the people that he was in jail with, people who had used drugs here and there. He was with a whole group of people. What are those people doing in jail? They don't need to be in jail. They need to be at rehab. And we spend all that money. These people in these various police chief organizations are right. 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 So, you know what I haven't talked about? I started the hour talking about Paul Ryan. And because I'm not doing it, I say this, but it's hard to have a conversation about what's going on in the world and not have some political bent to it. I leave a lot of the murder and mayhem out of our conversations. But I thought what former President George W. Bush said over the weekend was kind of interesting when it came to Senator Ted Cruz. Apparently, this was a big donor, a big fundraising event for his brother Jeb. And the focus on Ted Cruz, as another Texan came up, and Bush said, quote, "I just don't like the guy." And you can kind of hear him saying that, can't you? "I just don't like the guy."
Sure.
There were, according to the report, cited six different donors who were at the event. Bush said he didn't like Cruz's de facto alliance with Donald Trump, who has, fairly notably, he has spared Cruz from the criticism that he's thrown at pretty much everybody else in the Republican field, right?
So far, yeah.
Yeah. And so Bush said he found it opportunistic that Cruz was sucking up to Trump and expecting all of his support to come to him in the end. So it's pretty interesting, Bush's remarks about Ted Cruz. He said, I was like, holy whoop, did he just say that? Said one donor. 51 after the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com. WHEY.com.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest, Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
Now 53 after the hour, I find myself pleased to once again tell you, as I did yesterday at this time and will tomorrow at this time, it's Tech Talk time with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, here to remind us about apples and pears and blueberries and oranges, all those good things that are extraordinarily helpful.
Forgot blackberries.
But, oh, yeah, blackberries, too. Raspberries.
Raspberries.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
those are good technology items, and we'll get to that. Plus, is it time for you to be worried? Get your drones. It sort of reminds me of being at the ballpark. Instead of get your hot dogs, get your hot dogs here. Get your drones here. That's what it sounds like at the Red Sox games. Get your drones here. Get your drones before you have to register them. That will happen. Well, Greg's going to explain how that whole thing works in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Halloween doesn't have to be scary when it comes to trick-or-treating, but twice as many children are killed while walking on Halloween than any other day of the year. A report by Safe Kids Worldwide, made possible with the support of FedEx, showed only a third of parents talk to their kids about Halloween safety, and 12% of children age 5 and under are permitted to trick-or-treat alone. President and CEO of Safe Kids Worldwide, Kate Carr.
Kids get so excited on Halloween, and we don't want to see them dart out into the street. But if they do, make sure drivers can see them. Have them carry a flashlight or a glow stick or add something reflective to their costumes. Let's keep it a fun night for all.
Other tips include sticking to sidewalks or paths, crossing at corners, and making eye contact with drivers before stepping into the street. Drivers need to be especially alert on Halloween night. Turn on headlights earlier than usual and use extra caution when pulling in and out of driveways. For more information on how to keep your kids safe this Halloween, visit SafeKids.org. I'm Alex Verdi reporting.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper,
the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The Great. Entrepreneur's phone system.
Oh, there we go. Greg Seven is the, he's actually one of the happiest guys. He loves waking up and going on this program. There's nothing he likes better to start his day being on the Good Day program talking about some of these issues.
It's true.
Yes. All right. So registering one's drone, how's that going to look, shape up, and when?
Well, we don't know yet how this will all shake out because, you know, there's going to be legal battles and appeals. And, and in theory, this won't apply to little toy drones and things like that. So if you get a drone for Christmas, in theory, you can go out and play with it. You don't have to wait for some government registration. But you can, it's not hard to see how things flying through the sky could become a problem for commercial aviation.
Of course, it's dangerous.
Well, of course. And pilots report more and more drone sightings.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've seen interference with fighting fires and at sporting events and all kinds of things. So
if I saw one over my farm, I'd shoot it down.
There you go.
Okay. Shoot it down.
Okay. So clearly, something has to be has to happen. If this plan is the right plan, I don't know, but I think most people agree that something has to happen.
Right.
And even if you want to cash in on the drone phenomena, like Amazon wants to use them to deliver packages to your house,
right.
If there's so many drones in the sky that they can't get to your house, that's not going to work either.
Did you see that Amazon is it Amazon? Yeah, Amazon talking about merging with Walmart. Did you see that?
No.
I'm trying to remember where I saw it. I saw it earlier this morning. Ken, did you see that? I saw it.
No, I didn't.
But yeah, there's something floating around. We'll have to go back to that after I do.
Perhaps using Walmart's inventory?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, that'd be pretty smart, actually.
Apple reminding you that you can't hand your iPhone data to the police. There's a court case on this. What's the story with that?
So built into the iPhone operating system, iOS 8 and higher, Apple essentially built into that its inability to crack the device and hand your information over to law enforcement. Or at least that's how they characterize it, because the way they say it is they say it's technically, they do not have the technical ability to meet government requests for data from devices.
Mm-hmm.
That you should not fool yourself into thinking that means nobody can do it. Even if Apple can't do it, there may be hackers who can, and in fact, hackers have come ahead and said, yeah, we can do that. It's just a lot harder and a lot more complicated.
Where is Edward Snowden when we need him?
I think he's still in Russia.
He is, meeting with Putin and what's-his-face from Syria. All three of them are having a meeting today. Did you know that? Very serious meeting. 59 after. Thank you, Greg.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.